Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Hour. Mike Hoss, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, as the open week, bye week, whatever you want to call it, is behind us. The Saints will get back to work. There's no bad time to have a bye week. How was your bye week? Did you get some stuff done? Did you recharge the batteries? What'd you do?
Well, I stayed in New Orleans. Typically over the years, my wife and I, and sometimes we'll take the children with us. We'll go on a little trip someplace. But this year we stayed in town, and it was fantastic. I got to go to a couple of youth games in volleyball and flag football and basketball and that sort of thing, and then just get some things done around the house. I was talking with a general manager of another team, and we were talking about the bye week, and no matter when it comes, whether it comes early or comes late, it always feels like it's the perfect time. And I felt like this year having a bye week early was good for us, given the month we were away because of Hurricane Ida and the number of road games we've had early in the early part of this season. So I felt like it was a perfect timing for us.
Big show tonight, as well as, of course, Mickey Loomis will be talking with former Saints head coach Jim Mora and also top NFL USL executive Bill Polian, as we're also talking about the decision by the organization that Sam Mills, the great longtime linebacker, member of the Dome Patrol, will go up to the Ring of Honor. That will be on the second back-to-back Thursday night game when it's the Dallas Cowboys. So a huge honor. So we'll be talking about that with Jim Mora and Bill Polian, and also talking about Seattle. It will be a homecoming for you. You spent a great number of years at that organization. Really, those two organizations, Saints and Seattle, pretty much have been a great majority of your career. What was it like with your time there and as far as people that influenced your career?
Listen, I spent 15 years there. I had gotten out of college, gotten out of graduate school, was doing some coaching and some teaching, and ended up with the job with the Seahawks, when I was approximately 26 years old, and went to work for the general manager at that time, Mike McCormick, who was a great man. The assistant general manager was another guy, Chuck Allen, who was a player. Both of those were players in the league. Mike McCormick in the Hall of Fame as a player. Chuck Allen in the Ring of Honor with the San Diego Chargers. And just guys that I learned so much from and were such a great influence on me just as people and as football men. My time in Seattle was fantastic, and we want to beat them, that's for sure. But when we're not there, I root for the Seahawks when we're not there. So I've got nothing but good things to say about the city and about the franchise, and they're in good hands right now. They've got a great coach in Pete Carroll and a super general manager in John Schneider.
It's now Lumen Field. It's on the location of where the Kingdome was, right? Now, the Kingdome has been gone since 2000. So 2000 to 2002 is when they built this field, which I'm saying this for two reasons. One, we should admire Caesar's Superdome a great deal because that building's been gone for 20 years, and it came after And two, no matter what you call it, used to be CenturyLink, it's a tough place to play.
Yeah, well, that, you know, first of all, I've got a lot of fond memories of the Kingdome. And I remember, you know, when I was with the Seahawks in that era, it was the Kingdome and the Superdome were these two facilities at opposite ends of the country. But I think they have similar fan bases. You know, the Seattle fan base is fantastic, not as good as the Saints fan base, but similar in their affection and their enthusiasm and their support of their teams. It is a tough place to play. It's a tough place, though, not because of the venue. It's a tough place because of the fans. Just like the Superdome is a really, really tough place to play for visiting teams, but it's because of the fans, not just because of the dome.
They've had some time off. How will this week go? Will it be like what would be a normal Monday night? Today's Tuesday. Normally they'd be off, but I assume they're not.
Yeah, well, we got a little bonus day because of the Monday night game, and then our week will really start. Our normal week would start Thursday. Thursday's when, you know, Wednesday. Right. Thursday is Wednesday. Friday is Thursday, et cetera, until we get through the game Monday night, which is, you know, typical for teams to adjust their schedule accordingly. But yeah, you know, we've got a team that's coming off the bye week. We'll be a little recharged and ready to go, and it'll be a tough game there. You know, it's ironic that, you know, the quarterback's hurt with a hand injury, and I think the last time that we went to Seattle, we had a quarterback hurt with a hand injury and had to play a game without Drew Brees, and we were fortunate enough to win. And I know this, that they'll be prepared, ready to play. We'll get their best effort, and we're going to have an A-plus effort in order to get a win.
Both at the hands of Aaron Donald. Both played the Rams the week before, Russell Wilson, and then Drew Brees, of course, at that time. Irrespective of any player, I'm not going to ask about any player, but you do, from this point on, as we look to the rest of the season, you've got some guys that have been banged up. So irrespective of how you bring them back, when you bring them back, there will be some influx of some of those players that you've been without.
Yeah, we've had a healthy number of players that are significant contributors to our team that haven't been injured, haven't been able to go. They've had to have a few weeks, and those guys over the next few weeks will be getting healthier and should be available to us. And so, you know, we'll see how that plays out and how we manage that.
And no one, I'm not asking this question except for one reason, that following this game, you're back home. That's the only reason. It's Halloween. It's Tampa Bay. But really, if you think about it, it is your second home game in the first 2 weeks of the season, which is a little absurd. It is what it is, the way it fell out. But that will be and that starts really what I call a 2-2-2-2-2. You're like two home, two away, two home, two away. So getting not looking past Seattle 1 second, but getting that October 31st game with Tampa and getting this team back home again, be a big deal.
Yeah, and look, one of the things that the league does with the schedule is, you know, you start starting to, you know, play your division games, you know, come the second half of the season. So we'll have a lot of division games that I'm not going to say they're more important, but carry a little more weight relative to your position in your division. And obviously, Tampa's out in front of us, and we need to do everything we can do to catch them, and so we'll have an opportunity in a couple of weeks to see them. But first, we've got to handle our business in Seattle.
And as I talked about, we'll be talking a lot throughout the rest of the show about a young man who passed away in 2005, Sam Mills, who is going into the Ring of Honor. We'll be talking with former Saints head coach Jim Mora and Bill Polian. Jim Mora up next here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,